Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Boy Scouts want your kids to earn BLM diversity badges, and France is leading the way on the gender-neutral pushback. We're going to talk about it. Welcome in. This is Religionless Christianity. I'm your host, Spencer. This is my beautiful wife, Nikki. And today we are diving back into the news. Got a couple of news stories that we thought were pretty interesting to read about. Got me all fired up when I was going through them. So we'll try to keep it under control here. But I was getting pretty heated, typing furiously. So that's what we're going to talk about. Do you have anything you want to say before we dive in?
Yeah, last time I brought up a prayer request for a lady in going through demonic oppression and in her home and in her life from a mom who had done witchcraft while she was growing up. And we haven't got a chance to go over to her home yet and pray with her and all that. So hopefully within the next day or two, we'll get a hold of her. So keep praying for her and for her family and for her mom. I don't know if her mom is a believer. I didn't ask her that. So in another thing, we just want to just pray for our faith. Specifically, just boldness. And just the more we go out and do outreach and try to share the gospel with people, I'm just realizing all of the excuses and the things people say to just have you back off. There's like, whatever I think I have in my mind prepared to respond to whatever excuse they give me, I come up upon someone else who's got something else. And then I'm like at a loss for words on how to just get in conversation. Just pray about that, God will help us overcome all of the walls that people put up. And we won't be afraid to offend. And then we'll have compassion on people. So that for all believers, not just us. I'm sure everybody else kind of deals with the same things, right?
Yeah, it's difficult.
And the other thing, we have a friend from church who she's going to come on here. We're going to talk about a subject of friendship. We're not really sure exactly where we're going with it, but she has a YouTube channel about friendship, which is really fun. YouTube channel, what's it called? Crazy Friendship Girl is her YouTube channel. So you'll get to meet her on Friday. So we're excited to do that show with her.
Yep, so that should be a good interview. I've got some ideas of what I want to talk about. We'll see where it goes. But yep, make sure you like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow us if you're on the podcast. And then also, I just want to plug the Discord channel again. That's where we put our praise reports, our prayer requests, and we'll have sermon recommendations up there as well. So please go jump on Discord, get off of the god-awful Facebook and Twitter if you can. That'd be wonderful. All right, so these two stories. We're going to dive into the Boy Scouts first. God help us. So honey, if you want, we got this story from Outkick.com, and we'll have these articles, again, linked in the description. So you can go read these for yourself. But if you want to read basically just the headline in that first paragraph. Mm-hmm.
The headline says, Boy Scouts now looking to add a BLM diversity badge. The Boy Scouts of America released a statement in support of Black Lives Matter and now say they'll require Eagle Scouts to earn a diversity and inclusion badge. According to the rest of their statement, they haven't been as brave as they should have been following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and
Ahmaud Arbery. Yeah.
So
the Boy Scouts, they've been on this train for a long time, but now they're diving full into the, BLM, systemic racism.
What is the Eagle Scouts? Is that like an age range? I guess I don't understand.
I believe Eagle Scout is kind of like the 11 to 17 range.
So they're going to teach 11-year-olds all this stuff they don't need to be concerned about.
Well, again, this isn't anything new for Boy Scouts. I pulled up, the Boy Scouts have been moving hard left for a while. In 2014, they lifted their ban on openly gay members. And then in 2015, they started to allow openly gay scout leaders. 2017, they began to allow transgendered boys. So I think girls that transition to boys, I think.
That creeps me out. Like, I wouldn't want, I don't know.
Well, and then in 2018, they decided to allow girls, like just full-on girls, into the Boy Scouts of America. And then in 2019, I think they changed their name. So instead of the Boy Scouts of America, I think it's Scouts BSA now instead of the traditional Boy Scouts. So they've gone this way for a while, and this is just the latest evolution of it. You know, it wasn't enough to do like the gender, I guess, hope or inclusion or whatever happened to be. Now they're doing with the racial equity piece as well. So
it all strikes me.
And I get it, like, it starts out like, hey, we're letting openly gay members in. And you're like, it's weird, but like, yeah.
But they're openly gay. What does that mean? They're telling your kids.
But then you're like a gay scout leader with a bunch of young boys. That makes me feel uncomfortable. Then transgender. So like, Boy Scouts have lost their way for a while, and this is nothing new. And sadly, it's not inclusive of the Boy Scouts either. The Girl Scouts have gone this way as well. If you want to, read that I pulled up about the Girl Scouts.
Okay. Girl Scouts of the USA is forming a diversity, equity, and inclusion task force at the national board level to help create an organization that works for all girls, including by ensuring that Black, Indigenous, Latina, and all girls of color feel supported, welcomed, and treated with dignity and respect. Like, did they not before?
Yeah, apparently if you were an Indigenous girl before, Girl Scouts hated you. They didn't, obviously. This is just, again, more placating to the far left.
It's like everybody has to admit that they weren't aware before, and they have to apologize and then do extra stuff.
Yeah, like a Girl Scout task force on diversity. So stupid. So this is all nonsense. And the thing is, like, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they're no longer those clubs that we remember, like the character building, learning life skills.
Were they ever biblical? Did they ever, like...
I don't know that they were ever based on biblical values. I think they were more just like traditional. I mean, I think they were. I mean, obviously that's,
I don't know much about,
maybe why it was a new story when it allowed openly gay members. Cause maybe that, so I'm sure, I mean, if they're a traditional sort of character building school, then they were based on biblical values, whether they claimed them or not. Cause that was a traditional American values were biblical values.
Yeah.
But they're not that anymore. They're social justice prep programs, basically, is what it sounds like. You know, you have to be okay with homosexuality, and maybe they'll even help you give into those urges because they're perfectly normal
and
now,
this is
according to
be
Black Lives or to Boy Scouts.
In all the public schools, why would it not be pushed? And I don't know, just brainwashing your kids into, it's only about social justice. It's like, forget, you know, math and English. You need to think of others. It's more loving. The government will take care of you. You don't need to work anyway.
Yeah. No, it sounds a lot like the way public schools are going, which is why we advocate for getting your kids out of public school if you can. Homeschooling is the way to go. But yeah, we just wanted to end this topic on saying, don't send your kids to Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
There's other options.
They're going the way of the far left, and that's not the way your kids need to be raised. And if you're listening to this show, you're, I'm assuming, a Christian person with a godly mindset, and there are better options for you than the Boy Scouts. First option would be you teach them life skills. You're smart enough. You're capable. You know how to swing an axe. So if you have the time, go teach them. But if you don't, or if you want to supplement it, I know for the boys, we went to a church. They had the Royal Rangers, and this they do most of the same life skills type things. Yeah. But it's like Washington.
That was in Washington?
Yep. And they teach it from a Christian mindset, like an unabashedly Christian mindset plus life skills. So that's a great way to go. Yeah. And if you have a girl, get them. Girl Scout cookies are terrible anyway. Stop supporting them.
I haven't bought any in a couple years.
We don't need more sugar and sweets in our diet. but there's the American Heritage Girls. It's a Christian-based girls sort of life skills organization. Keepers of the Faith as well. And there's a bunch of them. So you might have to do a little bit of digging, but it's better for your kids.
You don't know if there's common everywhere. Like Girl Scouts are everywhere.
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
But there's other options. And even if it's difficult and uncomfortable, so what? Don't just take the easy route because your kids are going to be getting pumped full of systemic racism nonsense. Ugh. All right. You can tell I'm a little fired up.
The children. We got to protect them. They're our future. We got to quit sacrificing them on the altar of convenience and their little badges because, you know, their self-esteem.
Yeah, they aren't teaching them what they need anymore. So the next story that we have here, trying to keep this thing moving, comes from The Blaze. Maybe if you want to read the headline, maybe that first paragraph.
France bans gender-neutral words in schools, says they're harmful to French language.
They're harmful to everything. Anyways.
At least, oh, the first paragraph?
Yeah.
Right here? Oh, France has banned the use of gender-neutral language in schools, bucking the recent woke culture trend spreading throughout academia around the world.
And then just read that next paragraph, I guess.
Yeah. Gender equality advocates were pushing for full stops in the middle of written words, which they called midpoints, that would allow both male and female forms of the word to be represented at the same time. The Daily Mail reported, in French grammar, nouns take on the gender of the subject to which they refer, with male preferred over female in mixed settings.
Yeah. So, I don't speak French, but yeah, I guess
I'm
apparently...
thinking more with Spanish. It's like a O is masculine and an A is feminine. I don't know if they like... I don't know as much, but I'm more familiar...
I don't know.
I know
either,
the vowel means something.
You can go down a little bit, read these two paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it spells it out well.
I'm not going to be able to pronounce
you don't have to talk
some of these
about
things.
Just say the Frenchies.
France's education minister.
A lady. Or a guy, we don't know.
Jean, I think I might be saying that first name right. Told a French newspaper, that the midpoints would present challenges for learning disabilities, including dyslexia. In addition, this writing, which results in the fragmentation of words and agreements, constitutes an obstacle to reading and understanding the written word. The impossibility of verbally transcribing text using this type of writing hampers reading aloud as well as pronunciation and consequently learning, especially for the youngest.
Yeah, so well done, France.
Okay.
You know, and this is important, I think. Oh, I wanted to touch on this. If you read through the article as well, it says that the teachers union in France is pushing back on this. They want to make this gender neutral writing and speaking a part of like their teaching curriculum. So I just read it and I was like, it's good to know that the teachers unions in France suck just as much as they do
it's
in America.
It's gonna make it like hard because
they're the worst.
All of our history books, are they gonna like rewrite everything with the the correct.
Yes, you burn all those old hateful books.
It's going to make it harder for kids to like understand the gender neutral words like they. And like what we say, so offensive. I didn't read this one yet. But we say you guys. We're from Michigan. We don't say y'all or yins. Like in Pennsylvania, we, hey guys. That's probably the worst one.
Yeah, and I think it's important, like I said, that they're pushing back on this because a lot of this like gender neutral wording, it's absurd to the point of difficult. You know, like she said, like everything I say, I have to, you know, I can't just be like, hey, how's it going, guys? Like, hey, how's it going, human people?
Humankind.
And it's difficult because it's unnatural and it's stupid, like to be blunt. I mean, it's not a natural or normal way of thinking. When you see a guy that looks like a guy, you go, oh, there's a guy, there's a girl, there's a black guy, there's a white.
Or just by what people wear, you assume you're dressed like a girl.
Yes.
We can't, I don't know. It's just so confusing. I can't even explain it.
No, and you don't have to explain it or apologize because that's human nature. And they're trying to rewire your brains to think in an unnatural and pretty ridiculous way. And, you know, you can brush this stuff off and be like, ah, who cares? Some French academics want you to. But the thing is the radical minorities always advance these things if you don't push back against them. Because, I mean, we see this, like the crazy woke liberals on Twitter and all that, they're a minority of people, but they're so loud and obstinate that they're making these changes because the rest of us, they just go, this is so stupid, I'm not even going to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're not paying attention, they're advancing the ball down the field. So you need to pay attention and you need to fight every one of these points and not just let them go. Because like, at least, you know, this is obviously looking at this from an American point of view, like America in the traditional sense is worth fighting for. It's worth pushing back against these crazies that want to change
everything.
It's
for the good of all people.
Yeah.
We're not, as even as Christians, we're not called to be complacent.
No.
It's... I was going to read some of these words or like seven words where, you know, they're offensive. So the number one is they, which is used to describe multiple people in the third person, but you can use it to describe a single person. So that's offensive. So it would mess up all of these words, they, them, their, theirs, and themselves. Even like, you know, people don't even know the difference between T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, T-H-E-A-R, and T-H-E-R-E. Like, those three are hard enough as it is.
I don't even remember what you just said.
I'm always, like, correcting you. I've always been good at that. I don't know
She's a grammar Nazi.
I am, but whatever. At least I'm good at something. Anyways, that's going to be hard. The English language is confusing enough and even harder for France. And I never heard of this one. Instead of Mr. or Mrs., like MR, MRS, MS, they would go by MX.
You can't even say that.
How do you pronounce?
And plus, that's an abbreviation for maintenance already.
Is it?
Yes. That one's taken.
Okay, the other one, instead of saying, what is this in place of? Mankind? Because that's offensive. Humankind.
Yeah, insane.
And instead of saying boyfriend or girlfriend, partner, significant other, that one I kind of know. This one's new to me. Freshman, because the word man is in there. You have to say first year student. And instead of saying something is man-made, you have to say artificial. And then they give some other words you could use. And then instead of saying sister, son, mom, you know, dad, parent, sibling, child. Like, we have to just get rid of people's true identity and just everybody's, nobody's unique at all. The truth doesn't matter.
And I think France pushing back on this is important.
Yeah.
And I think it's a win for truth. You know, I think the whole world is constantly trying to tell us that like truth is relative and, you know, they can make it that way. But as Christians, we know that truth isn't relative. We know that there is real truth, solid truth, and unchanging truth. And this is why we need to basically never stop pressing in for that truth. You know, don't ever accept the, you know, liberal, anti-God, anti-truth crap.
Mm-hmm.
Always fight back against it and stand up for the word of God. You know, don't bend over backwards to sort of make our mm-hmm. faith in the Bible fit into this new world. You know, like we see this with the homosexuality thing that we've talked about where, well, you know, homosexuals love each other. God is love. So homosexuality is okay in God's eyes. Like, no, man, the Bible's quite clear. And don't be afraid to say that. Like, we have a faith that we believe in.
Yeah.
And stand up for
and
it.
And it's love that they, that word they use, just because you love something doesn't mean it's of God. Like, we're even told not to love the things of the world. And we can't love the things of the world and be like, God approves because it's love. Like, we're not supposed to love something God told us not to love. So.
No, and this is an idea that Christians definitely need to let die. The idea that we have to be like inclusive, you know, the whole like, I think weak need, like misunderstood walk in love mantra that we put out, like, you know, say nothing, do nothing mm-hmm. because it might offend somebody kind of thing. You know, we need to be like strong and resolute in our faith.
Yeah.
And we need to stand yeah. for the truth of the scriptures, even if it offends people.
We were told the world would hate us.
Yeah, do you want to read that verse, 1 Peter, oh, yeah. I think? Because we're going to offend people if we actually stand up for what we believe in.
And it's from, yeah, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to read 8.
That's why 8. I asked you. Sorry. I was like, oh. So, going on. And a stone of stumbling. A rock of offense.
Yeah, so this cornerstone is obviously Christ. They rejected him, and he's offensive to them. So if you stand up, so you can either go one of two ways, of being inclusive, you know, walk in love, which means do nothing, and not actually stand up for Christ and what he taught us, or you can stand up for the faith you claim you believe in and offend the world. Like, you don't really get an option in the middle where you just stand strongly for the truth in the Bible and also make everybody in the world happy that's anti-God. Like, you don't yeah. get that option. So don't be afraid to yep. upset and, you know, in a loving scriptural way, don't go out there and just, you know, he's just telling it like it is. Like, nah, he's being a jerk.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. But when you see stuff like this, you know, call him humankind. Be like, no, I'm not doing that. We're letting in transgendered boys. Be like, my kids aren't.
How are you going to preach the gospel?
No.
If you submit to this because they're offended, then you're not going to preach the gospel because they'll be offended.
And that's why we don't have people preaching the gospel anymore. And I think the thing is, we don't need to try as humans, people, man and woman, to try to correct the shortfalls of the scriptures. Like, I think we read them a lot of times, but like, oh man, I don't want to, like, that's offensive or that's coming off harsh. I want to be, you don't need to. The Holy Spirit inspired the scriptures. And if he wanted it said a different way, more inclusive, he would have had it written that way.
Amen.
God wrote the Bible mm-hmm. the way he wanted it read. So
yep.
we don't need to change it. We just need to accept it, have faith in it, and then have confidence to walk in it. And know that the world's going to hate you for it, and that's okay. So yeah. As we get ready to wrap this up, baby, you have anything else that you want to say?
No, I don't want to talk anymore on that. Let's be done.
Yeah, my blood pressure shoots through the roof when I hear about this. So yeah, as we get ready to wrap it up, homeschool your kids if you can. Otherwise, get them out of public school and the Boy Scouts. Anywho, we'll see you guys on Friday for this interview. It should be a good episode. We love you. God bless.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.